President Prabowo Subianto, together with the red and white cabinet ranks, finalized the scheme to strengthen the national fisheries industry ecosystem during a limited meeting at the presidential office in Jakarta on Thursday. Following the meeting, head of the state-owned enterprises regulatory body, Doni Oskaria, explained that the government will make the red and white fishing villages an integral part of the ecosystem directly managed by the state-owned enterprise PT Agrinas Jaladri Nusantara.
This is indeed about how we optimize the potential of our seas so that Jaladri will later focus on developing productivity in our fisheries industry.
This integration is intended to put Indonesia's marine wealth management under one roof. The transformation also extends to the downstream sector. Doni stated that this step will not only increase product added value, but also create new job opportunities for coastal communities.
Furthermore, Jaladri will later develop not only the upstream side, but also the downstream side. So, the derivative industries of our fisheries will also be developed massively. Well, this growth in job creation will be very massive in the future.
To support the entire chain of this ecosystem, the government has also addressed the technical aspect of fleet availability. The consolidation of the shipbuilding industry will be carried out independently, with the main focus on increasing the production of national fishing vessels. This is being done to regain control over Indonesia's marine wealth, which has largely been dominated by foreign parties. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.